AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The World Bank has sharply downgraded its outlook for the global economy, pointing to Russia's war against Ukraine, the prospects of widespread food shortages, and concerns about the potential return of stagflation, a toxic mix of high inflation and sluggish growth. Pressure is growing on lawmakers to make changes in gun laws. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
Gunshots ring out in Philly Saturday. 3 dead, 11 wounded. One of many shootings over the weekend across the country that left at least 17 people dead. In Chicago, where 5 people were killed over the weekend and another 28 injured by gunfire, Police Superintendent David Brown said yesterday, we're waiting for leaders to come up with sensible gun laws.
How many more acts of senseless mass shootings? I don't know what. We'll get a yes in Congress.
In D.C., a bipartisan group of lawmakers back at work trying to reach a compromise on gun reform. Last night, Republican Senator John Cornyn from Texas, where an 18-year-old killed 21 at an elementary school, said targeted reform is needed.
I will not settle on inadequate or downright harmful legislation for the sake of doing something.
I'm Julie Walker.
The Department of Homeland Security says a looming Supreme Court decision on abortion, an increase of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border, and the midterm elections are potential triggers for extremist violence over the next 6 months. Court records show an American woman, Allison Fluke Ekron, is set to plead guilty near Washington to leading an all-female battalion of Islamic State militants in Syria. State police in Arkansas say 5 people were killed when a van belonging to a school serving disabled adults collided with a truck. Russia claims it has occupied large areas of eastern Ukraine after a relentless weeks-long barrage and recent deployment of more troops. This is AP News. Dustin Johnson, Louis Oosthuizen, and Graham McDowell are explaining their decision to sign up for the Saudi-backed breakaway LIV Golf International Tournament. Johnson resigned his PGA Tour membership to take part in the series.
I like to do a lot of other things besides golf, and you know, I think this gives me an opportunity to spend more time with my family.
6-time champion Phil Mickelson will also compete. Oosthuizen says this could be his last year on the course.
I wanted to try something else. I mean, everyone knows I love being on a farm and being outside and do stuff.
McDowell says he couldn't pass up the money.
You know, I hate using the word sacrifice. We're out here playing golf for a living. You know, it's a pretty sweet life. But still, you know, you're away from your family 30, 35 weeks a year. It has to be worth it financially. Otherwise, it's a big sacrifice that you're making for no return.
The tour has been criticized by human rights groups, saying it's part of Saudi Arabia's attempt to sports wash its human rights record. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler, ColumbusAutoMall.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 619 through 625. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.